Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're touching and Reg. 617-779-0985. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, listen, I'm not proud of this, but I've been to probably 100 detoxes. No exaggeration, like, really. I think I am a pretty good judge of who needs to go to rehab and when. You don't need a rehab. Matthew McConaughey needs a rehab. But they don't rehab you from being a douchebag.
That's right. They don't. I would imagine that there are a lot of douchebags in rehab, but that has been something that when I get into radio, when I was 23, so for 22 years, that is something that's been bantied about me.
Really?
Through listeners.
Right from the get-go, huh?
Right from the get. Daniel, go ahead.
Hey, buddy boy. Hey, Freddie T, the influencer. The man behind the hidden sage. And Waldick, where you at?
All right. At Fred Toucher on Instagram. See a true influencer. And you can find me on Cameo.
You're the man, Freddie boy. Freddie T, we're just about the same age, buddy boy. And so I was thinking about you, right? So about 3 weeks ago, I was in the hospital for 3 days. I was on Paxil.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, that'll solve all your problems. Because the first time, I took it for 5 weeks straight. First time I ever stuck with an antidepressant. And I'm like, all right, this is going to help. This day. It's going to calm my anxiety down. Next thing you know, after that 5 weeks kicked in, my head started buzzing like a freaking net of hornets. You know, I'm like, oh, my.
Wait, when you stopped,
Huh? So
Wait. Your head started buzzing when you stopped?
No. When it kicked in after the 5 weeks,
because usually if you stop, because I've stopped many I think I've taken every antidepressant known to man, and when you stop, you get that buzzing in your head.
The thing that happened with me, right, with the pass on Lexapro, because I think I'm more of a low, not antidepressant guy, kind of like a high anxiety guy, right?
Yeah, same with me.
And so with this worked with me, buddy. See, so once it kicked in after the 5 weeks, so they started me on a low dose, because I was in the hospital for a stomach surgery, and I said, hey, I am kind of depressed, so they said, I'll take this thing. So I tried Paxil, and I did it for 5 weeks straight, and all of a sudden, one day, my head's like buzzing, like, you know, you got like a million synapses going off at the same time, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know, and the only way, see, I would have been able to deal with it by the job like yours somewhat. And where you can just talk to people because you feel like your mind is just constantly going and flowing. And then it kind of makes you forget about, like, you know, makes it your mind so busy you can't even complete, like, your problem, right? You
know? It's not it's something inherently physical. It's not mental. My inability to complete.
Your whole body feels numb.
No.
So you don't really feel it down there.
Yeah. No. I have complete feeling. I have no problem getting an erection. It's the completion.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, exactly, right? Like, no, it's like me, like, the first time I took, like, third time I took
acid. I threw one into my wife two nights ago. I got to be honest with you.
No, but yeah, no, but it lasts forever, right? Because you're not even really thinking on it. Because your mind's working on so many different levels.
I could last for real as long as I wanted to.
See, like the third time I ever took PayPal, you know, acid, I took that and I had sex to a Harry Potter movie. And one time I had to actually take a water break. She said, "What's going on?" And I said, "I need to drink some water. I think I might die of a heart attack, you know?"
Well, so literally, you know what girls like? Nothing more than nonstop sex. They don't want you to get off of them at all. But Paxil's the only thing that seems to work for me. And unfortunately,
I just like how he used the Harry Potter movie as an aphrodisiac. Anybody else catch that?
Oh, no, I caught it, and that's why I hung up.
we were headed down a very strange road, pavement.
Did he say he took acid?
I think that, yes, that was part of it.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I can't relate to that.
I was just going to say, it's like he took your problem and just decided to kind of workshop his own thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm here to help. John, go ahead.
Hey, Freddie, what's up?
What's up, man?
I've had similar issues as you. I've gone from the old Prozac, that crapped out after like 5 years. Then I went on to the Zoloft, and then, I can't seem to finish my business whenever I am broached with the subject. It's been years and years, and it's one of those things that you kind of just deal with, you know, and you kind of go through life with a little backed up. Not great.
Wait, so you haven't in years?
No, and I wouldn't say years, but it's one of those days, it's a crapshoot, you know, you wake up and say, oh, hopefully, you know, maybe today's the day, and then sometimes it's like, woo, all right, good, but no, it's a constant, battle.
Okay, so I was taking 30 milligrams of Paxil, which is a very, very low dose, and it was not always easy, but it could be done, and then they raised it to 40 milligrams, and that has, just those 10 milligrams have created quite a problem.
This is going to sound weird. Does it hurt?
I'm in a little bit of a soreness right now, yes.
Okay.
You're talking about blue balls?
I mean, because is it not something that just, you know, like they teach you in old human growth and development class when you're a preteen? Is this something that just kind of takes care of itself at night if there's no action?
I have never had one of a nocturnal emission. I've not had one in my life.
Because it almost seems like that would just, you know, if things are full, then that would be nature's way of making it so it's not painful.
It has crossed my mind that that could happen, but it is not. But we're probably about 5 weeks, and I've had sex during that time, more than a couple times. Man. Yeah.
So you could have a film career out of this.
I was just going to say.
No, they demand, it's the opposite. They demand the shot. That's what makes the money. You know? Matthew McConaughey, when in the Lincoln commercial, when you left the gentleman's home with your tie askew and a look on your face that was could be described as nothing but blissful, had you just had homosexual sex?
Damn it, if it doesn't always make me cry.
Yeah. I could see. You're so full of lust.
Speaking of...
He is so full of lust, he can't...
What?
I gotta tell you. That Matthew McConaughey has got it all over us. And all over himself.
Mm-hmm, he does.
Wait, Matthew McConaughey, when you saw the Mapplethorpe exhibit at MoMA, what did you think?
Ha 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 ha.
I have to understand that. You know, he was with Patty Smith. Robert Mapplethorpe. Do you wish that you were the whip in the Mapplethorpe, one of his famous photos?
Damn it, it doesn't always make me cry.
Yeah, I could imagine that it would be unpleasant to some people. All right. By the way, Friends is on, and a black gentleman from Dream On, the series, is guest starring on the show.
When we come back, by the way, I have a surprise for John Wallach.
Okay. Oh, look forward to it. All right. Looking forward to it. All right. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, Rich, you have something for the wall man. You have something for the wall game.
I do. Something for the wall man, and to be quite honest, something for me. And really all of us and all of our listeners as well. Because it is now official. Over the last commercial break, I made it so that when the Red Sox start up their season this coming Friday, correct, is game number one?
Friday night.
For at least the first month, right there in the Green Monster seats will be the largest gap in human team history. One John. I have indeed purchased a cardboard cutout of your big goofy head that's going to be sitting right there. Now, listen, they're $500 a pop, so I'm not going to buy more than one. But if the listeners want to donate money to a good cause, which apparently this goes to, and you want to, you know what? I will tweet out this the photo, so it's just a bunch of Wallachs. So if you've been looking to donate to the Red Sox Foundation for some random reason, but you also want it to be a sea of Wallach heads, then by all means, you can do that.
Wait. So this is for one game, it's $500?
No. It's for, you can, it's two halves. It's for a half of the season.
So oh,
it's
nice.
From, they say it on here. It's like from the game one all the way till like the middle, like end of August or something like that.
I just want to say something. I've sat on a monster seat once in my life, and that was 2000. That was 2005. So
me, I was 2006 when we first moved here.
So end of July 2005 was the last time and the only time I've ever sat in a monster seat. So now I'm on the monster seats for half a season.
Your big dumb head's going to be up there.
How
for
about
half
that?
A season, you'll be up there.
What if you hit the gap?
If he hits, no wait.
Everyone should get orthodontics.
What's
Free orthodontics. That's a great idea. I think it should be done.
It might be an advertising possibility here. It might be a sponsorship deal.
This is going to be the thing that inspires the team. Go, dude, I'm aiming for the gap. thing you know, like it's going to be, there's going to be, mind the gap. They're all going to be sitting there aiming for the big hole in your teeth.
Do we know? Once again, that's do we know porch. Exactly where? It is okay. What section?
It's in the monster. It's in the monster seats.
Okay,
so there's not a ton of them, and I don't think there's probably a lot of people paying $500 to do this. So I mean, listen, it may be full. Who knows? But it's going to be there from July 24th to August 19th.
Oh, that's great!
All right,
yeah.
So your big dumb head will be out there, and. And by the way, they have all these instructions on what to wear. You know, make sure you wear your best red socks. Nope, just your big old head. Just the big old Wallach head right there. They can put a fake body onto it, which they're going to have to do.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's going to be a big muscular body.
Wait, sure.
To fit the head.
Wait a second. So do they have to put a body on him, or can they just elongate the teeth?
No, I mean, just make it like a wall of urinals. They could possibly do that. I don't know, because it's shaped like, it's basically from the waist up, and it's like it's supposed to look like you're actually sitting in the seat. And how funny would it be if like you had all the regularly shaped people, but then one's just a giant head because he doesn't have a body, just bigger than everyone else.
I know, it'd be easy to spot that way.
Or that's what true. If he like yeah. was wearing a Lord of the Rings shirt or Dr. Demento?
That's right.
Dr. Demento. Hey, listen, if someone wants to Photoshop the rest of it. Now, you can't plug any kind of company. So it can't be Dr. Demento, which, because I think that, you know, unfortunately, he's trademarked his name because of all the mad money that you could make trying to steal Dr. Demento logo.
Yeah, you can't just walk into Dr. Demento.
No. Yeah. I mean, listen, they give you all these sorts of guidelines on taking the photo itself. And basically, it's like, hey, dude, be super Red Sox-y. Official Red Sox gear is, of course, encouraged. Feel free to get creative. And then it says, remember to stay in good taste. Now, that might be the only issue. Because
why don't you just put a shirt on him that just says number one fan?
I don't know how to Photoshop that. If anybody else would like to do that, it's like, because I mean, having a Dan Roach head would be pretty funny, too.
Or better yet, someone invent the Shazowie's logo and do it that way.
And you could do that. You could put Shazowie on the shirt, and then you could have the giant head and Shazowie right there. Shazowie on the forehead. You could be like Post Malone. You got a Shazowie tattoo on the forehead.
Yes.
So it says refrain from commercial advertisements, web phone numbers, or other calls to action. Action is hit in the gap. That's all you got to know. Please refrain from offensive gestures. Refrain from political statements. I wonder what statement that face makes. Issues or candidate representation. And then they said the Red Sox reserve the right to refuse any cutouts that do not meet the criteria of good taste.
But just put a shirt on that says Free Weird Al.
Free Weird Al?
Yeah.
From what?
Just political, dude. Way it's too political. Nobody wants to get on that side of the issue. One side or the other.
That's fair.
You know, they're raging in the streets over the Weird Al situation.
Just be like Curly Shuffle, more like Curly Kerfuffle.
Okay. I don't know what I'm saying.
Jump in the saddle band. You can do an average. Maybe it's just Wallach and the whole all the members of the Jump in the Saddle band next to him.
There you go.
Maybe we just send in pictures of Dr. Demento, like his face. And just like all of the get Barnes and Barnes, who did Fish Heads.
Yeah.
You know those guys. Like, just get the heads of these songmakers. So we find out who did. Yeah, Dr. Demento. Oh, Disco Duck. So you got to get Rick Dees up there.
Sure.
He's getting.
Just Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman. Who did. You get. Who's the guy who did the Monster Mash?
Oh, Boris Pickett.
You get him.
Now, Boris John, Pickett. How long did you have a Mad Magazine subscription?
Just a couple of years.
Because I would say that's a given. Did you ever have Cracked?
No. No, did not have Cracked.
Which was a bad knockoff of Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine. 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't?
I didn't have a magazine one. Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's too dirty in my household.
I see.
Ooh, not bring those foul words in here.
Yeah, I mean, if you folded up that back page, you didn't know what you were going to get.
That's right.
No. It could have been anything. So there you go.
All right. So I'm putting this out. Your giant head.
Okay.
If you would like to see more of these on the Green Monster, apply here. Okay.
I might actually watch a few games this year. This is good.
Dude, it's gonna be my main reason for watching baseball.
There'll be a lot of
you know me. I'm like a casual like Red Sox fan anyway. Like it doesn't mean much to me. I don't really care, to be honest. But now that I know your head's gonna be there,
to the monster seats every ball.
Rich or John, if you're a right-handed power hitter, for an opposing team, you're gonna be putting a lot up there.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, there'll be no shortage of ding-dongaroos.
So if you were saying this earlier during the 6 o'clock hour, Rich, if the Wallach kid gets hit, what does everyone get other than free orthodontia work?
So what you get if and that's the part of the they're making it almost like a game is that if you end up hitting if someone ends up hitting your big fat head, then they get the home run ball. Signed and autographed by the player who did it. Ooh. Two green monster tickets for a 2021 Red Sox home game. It is not season tickets. It's just one game for next year. A custom Boston Red Sox replica home jersey with your last name on it.
A replica one.
Hey.
That's right. Replay of the home run and some free dental work, possibly.
Yeah.
If they throw that in one in the end there, we'll have to lobby for that. But those things legitimately you do get.
You should demand glasses. And another hearing aid that works.
It also says you will get a photo of a personalized scoreboard message on the right field video board.
Ooh.
So it's going to have your head. They're going to like put it on the Jumbotron.
Perfect.
Too. It's almost like you would be on the radio. Or what a treat that will be for you. With no one there. Well, I got to be honest. This is very exciting news that John Wallach will be... up there, I'm sure they'll find a way not to do it.
Yeah. But now that this has been publicized, the Red Sox
why would they do that? First of all, A, they're going to want more people to tune in. So if there's even a few people like me who are going to tune in just to see your head. Also, it's like a lot of money going to their charity. They win. Like if they put a stink on this, it's not like any kind of crazy, but it's just your face. You're a legitimate Red Sox fan, right, John?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There's no irony in this.
No.
This is just you, John Wallach, massive fan.
Sure.
Oh, hang on. Somebody said, can you do Wallach through the years? Do another face of you when they have the goatee. There's the one of you from, like, college. What's this one? This is the listener's idea. Can we do Wallach through the years?
Yeah, do it's like when he's got the clarinet. Like when he's in the suit with the clarinet.
You want that picture of me from the Hook wedding? The Marshall Hook wedding with the tie.
I need the Casanova one.
Yep, that's the
one. I need that one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Wallach through the years.
Yeah, Rich, just get out about 10 grand.
Just take a whole row. Of like a 30-year span.
Yeah. This is a dumb joke worth doing. And by the way, with the amount of publicity I'm unintentionally giving them right now, they better put us in the front row. Come on.
Yeah.
Put Wallach in the front row.
Well, there's only like three rows,
right? Of followers here.
Yeah.
No. I thought there was like five or six.
No.
Only three?
Again, I've only sat there once.
Well, we got monster tickets like 3 weeks after we started. In Boston, and I assume that was just going to happen all the time.
Good luck.
Yeah. See, I love them. I know you and I disagree. I love the monster seats because there's a place you can put your drinks and food right in front of you.
Well,
I love it.
The one thing I like is you have easy access to alcohol.
Yes.
The thing that I don't like are the seats. I think that they're tremendously overpriced for left field bleacher seats.
I like it. And one thing you forget is how quickly the ball gets up to you if a guy hits a home run. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I'm not eight.
No, it just comes at you pretty quick. Comes at you fast.
But that's not exciting to me.
Oh. Well, I was excited.
What can I tell you? No, I'm not belittling it, but it's just I'm being honest with you. I don't find getting a home run hit in my direction to be overly exciting anymore. I mean, I coach Little League baseball. You know?
It's a home game, right? On Friday?
First five games are at home.
Yeah, they're at home for a
while. All right. Well, if they can get this done in time, there you go. So I'll be looking for it.
All right. Well, Rich, thank you. I mean, this is going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
To see the Wallach head. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the stack?
All right. We got life inside the bubble with the Boston Celtics. And on top of that, we might have some good news about concerts returning in the near future.
I do like that. All right. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right, money bag, what do you got? Oh, I'm sorry. There we go. By accident there.
That's okay. Stack is brought to us, as always, Fred, by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Why are you booing the great people at Window Nation? It's a great deal. You should check it out. Check them out at windownation.com.
I don't doubt the validity of Window Nation. I doubt your effectiveness as an endorser. All right, Rich, what do we have going on?
Talking about how the players all had this huge NFL hashtag yesterday. We want to play!
Yeah.
While they were talking about how there were just no guidelines and anything set up for them as far as their safety. And one of the big complaints was, we don't even know if there's going to be any preseason games. Now, the owners want 2 preseason games. The players want none. It sounds like this morning we might have a little bit of movement towards some sort of common ground between the both sides, because the latest proposal from the NFL to the players now just says 1 preseason game rather than 2. The players still want no preseason games and like a longer acclimation period, but it is a sign that they're starting to work together. You got to have a preseason game. I hate preseason. I hate those games. They're a waste. And especially, I mean, other than the 3rd preseason game, there's really none worth watching.
You need preseason in that it helps fill the back end of your roster.
Yes, you need to. I mean, think about, you know, there's certain people that I believe, you know, were, I don't want to say made the team, but at least more faith was put into them. Julian Edelman's a pretty good example of that.
Well, he was drafted. Malcolm Butler wasn't even drafted, right? Butler was a street free agent.
Correct. So, Edelman was drafted, yes.
No, he was drafted in the 7th round.
Yes.
But, yes. But, I mean,
but isn't that where he kind of started to show up, everyone? Like, he was making big plays during the preseason, and everyone's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
This kid came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, regardless. But you have, I mean, you need the camp, and you need the one game. I mean,
For the quarterback, more than anything. And we were talking to Jeff Howe earlier, and I think that if there's no preseason, then that screws Jared Stidham. I think he should be able to get out there and have a chance to prove himself.
Yeah, but I mean, look, Stidham knows that offense backwards and forwards. Newton doesn't. And you don't get any reps in game situations. That makes it harder to take over the offense, doesn't it?
How much you want to bet that Stidham gets starting reps in the preseason game?
Yeah, I believe sure. He does. Because they know what Cam Newton is. Now, with the offense, you're right, John, it's all weird. But they know the guy's a freak and he's talented. But Jared Stidham, they still haven't seen him deliver under pressure. You
I
know
would
what
agree.
I mean?
Like, it's like me. For the paint.
It's me on this Paxil.
That's right. So, at
and
least
there's a lot of pressure, isn't there? There's a lot of pressure.
When I'm by myself, especially.
Yeah.
Just sick of porn.
Yeah.
It's all got some gross subtext to it now. Like, when was the last time you were on Pornhub?
It's been a while.
It's all like weird scenarios and.
Give me an example.
I don't feel comfortable doing that on the air.
But, oh, all right.
But things I'm not comfortable with.
Huh.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah.
And thanks, John, for bringing that up. That was good.
I think that you know what I'm talking about, Dan, as a purveyor of all things erotic.
It's a single guy, sure. No idea what you're talking about. Yeah.
You go, oh, this chick's hot. Oh, I don't like what she's doing.
Yeah.
This is a scenario that is not legal. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Do we have any word yet? When do the players show up today for practice, the Bruins? Because I'm curious as to how long this crew that David Pastrnak skated with is out. Because according to Bob Beers, he believes that that crew of 12 that aren't skating outside of, I think you said Charlie Coyle because he had a test that was undetermined or whatever, that those are the guys who skated with David Pastrnak. And, you know, if you've heard the story, David Pastrnak, while he was supposed to be quarantining, was out just skating with randoms in Malden. Like, and I guess there's also a picture of him rollerblading, like a rollerblade hockey game. I guess it's
he was also out drinking
in Charlestown,
and he was out drinking a lot.
Okay, but here's the only difference, and here's why. Listen, it's not great that he was out drinking, but that's not against NHL protocol.
Right.
What's against the thing that actually will get him in trouble and get the team in trouble is him skating and practicing with people who aren't on the Bruins.
Right.
And that's where he just completely into. You can be young and you can be dumb and you shouldn't be, but I almost.
Young, dumb, and full of what I don't got.
Or you got too much of. I'm not quite sure. But so I just don't that part of it just there's a picture somebody sent me of him in Charlestown with rollerblades on playing street hockey with a group of guys. And I'm just like, how can you be so dumb? And I wonder at what time the practice is to find out if those guys because I don't know how long you get held out. If you're in contact with somebody, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's not a week, is it? All I know is they need all the time they can get because they leave in a couple of days to go up to the bubble.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I guess we'll find out soon because I think it's usually around like 9:30, 10 o'clock that they end up all being out on the ice.
See, the thing is they changed it. Saturday's practice was in the afternoon. I think the coaches are trying to get the players accustomed to skating during the afternoon and the evening so that when they get physical, they'll be used to playing it at night and when the games start. I don't know. The Saturday practice was in the afternoon.
It seems fairly arbitrary, but yeah, I would imagine that's what they're doing.
Well, Kanye West went on his first campaign.
Now, does he hate Jews? Is he one of these rappers that hate the Jews, or has he managed to skirt that issue?
He may not hate him, but he thinks that Harriet Tubman didn't really actually free any slaves. Here he is at his rally in Charleston, South Carolina.
You know, I'll tell you this, is how educated are these people speaking out in history? The first thing they discovered is that the Hathaways are the Jews that control the banks, which everyone knows is true. So, and by the way, you can say all that and there's no fallout. You just say whatever you want. Ice Cube went on a huge rant and no one cares. No one cares. They don't care. You can say anything anti-Semitic that you want. And no one cares. And then, you know, Farrakhan made some valid points. Are you insane? Like, this is something that's happening? The man called Judaism a gutter religion. Proceed. I'm just fascinated that you can just go out and just go like, oh, yeah, Farrakhan's the greatest. And that, and everyone was okay, that's fine. You know, hey, the Jews control the bank, so do they now? It's idiocy. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the only one with a brain in his head. I've often said that I think he's the most intelligent athlete since I've been alive. And he's the only guy that seems to have a sense of what's going on.
Well, here is Kanye West talking about Harry Tubman.
Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Right. 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 Where they weren't slaves. Right. Where
he
they
started
weren't
crying
slaves.
At one point.
Yeah,
he's very strange.
And by the way, I don't doubt, there is a part of me that doesn't doubt that he could win the presidency. I mean, we thought that Trump was a joke. We went on the air and made fun of him and made fun of all the crap that he was doing, and he became the president. The idea that Kanye West could become president, now I don't think it's going to happen, but don't think that there's not a a half-court shot that he could sink one.
There's enough subsections of people.
Right. Everyone knows everything. Yes. Harriet Tubman, she did not do the Underground Railroad because she moved black people to not ideal situations, but certainly paid situations where they were compensated for work. And now, I will grant you that the African-American experience in that time, up north, was not great and was fraught with problems. But they were not slaves. But then again, just say whatever you want about Jews, because no one cares.
Because nobody cares. Well, the one thing you can say about anybody or one specific person is that Dwight Howard really wants you to think he's funny. As a matter of fact, we know that he's done like these crazy pranks before. We've heard those before. But he continues to record himself in the NBA bubble.
Oh, boy.
And listen,
I don't like any of this.
You ready for an impression? Ladies and gentlemen.
He's the worst. He's such a nerd. He's just the world's biggest nerd.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dwight Howard.
I hate this.
As Shin Sharp.
Wait, see, now listen now. Skip, I told you now. AD and LeBron just came in here now, Skip. So listen now, Skip. When you... You know what I'm talking to Skip?
Yeah, I did. Oh, look.
Listen, Skip. The Lakers now, listen now. The Lakers, I got the Lakers in 7.
I mean, I can't. Will you stop that? Will you stop playing him? It's so sad.
He's doing an impression of a guy
on
a show that nobody watches to begin with. Oh,
that's what you took away from that? How about his impression is his voice saying, Skip.
He's just sad in general.
Here's my impression. Right. Here's my impression of Jack Nicholson. I'm the Joker.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm the Joker.
Hey, Batman. Hey, Batman. Hey, Batman. And he's cracking himself up. Yeah, I can't. I feel so bad for him, and I'm not joking. He's the biggest nerd of all time.
Okay, but I have to be honest, and this is something I do not wish. I've always said that Dwight Howard is the cooler. Any team that he goes on, you're cursed and you will not win a championship. Now, for this reason, I do not wish this on anyone, but unfortunately, my prediction might be coming true, and here's my theory. It has been reported that Dwight Howard has twice been called on the snitch hotline because he apparently, once you leave your hotel room, and I know that they're all probably trying to prank him, like when they showed up that DJ party.
He went to like a novelty store and bought like Chinese finger cuffs.
But they've called the snitch hotline. He's the only person I've really heard. No, there's like one other person I've heard got snitched on. But they've called it twice because he's refusing to wear a mask anywhere. And this is even in the presence of like Disney employees. Now, there is a bubble, but they're in Disney employees who have to go in and out of the bubble.
Right.
So around them, the NBA is requiring players to wear a mask.
Well, Rich, you can't ask him to do that. Then how would he get away with his comical... facial expressions. I mean.
See, now listen now. Skip, I told you now. AD and LeBron
What is he doing? What is he doing? Yeah, I mean, so, hey, here's my Bill Cosby. Hey, Good to be in the Cosby family.
Do you like Jell-O? Hey, Bill Cosby. I drug women.
Well, I wasn't going to. As soon as they said Cosby, I realized there was a subtext to it that I wasn't comfortable with. But nonetheless.
Have you seen the Tim Heidecker video where he does impressions of all the presidents?
Yes, I have, actually.
Hey, it's me, Millard Fillmore. I'm a president. Hey. Now, Theodore Roosevelt. Hey, look at me. I'm Ted Roosevelt. Hey, you like climbing stuff? Ted Roosevelt. Look, it's me, Trump. Ooh, I'm Donald Trump. Trump, Trump. Ooh, make America great. Ooh, Trump.
Who is enabling Dwight? Is Dwight Howard married? Like, I don't think Dwight Howard could get laid. Like, I think if Dwight Howard went out and, like, a girl would be, first of all, his size would be intimidating. But second of all, if he goes out and, like, can you imagine if he goes, can I buy you a drink? And you go, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he goes like, hey, I got to.
See, now listen now. Skip, I told you now. AD and LeBron just came in here now, Skip. So listen now, Skip. When you
and you know he has like a magic wand that turns into flowers? Like he comes up to you and he goes, my lady. He just like, taps the magic wand. And the flowers come out of it.
John's like, what's so bad about that?
No, John's looking at me with a quizzical expression. He's saying, that's how I met my both my wives.
Dwight Howard, not married.
No.
Not married.
No. I'm not positive that that he could have sex.
He's a very strange human being.
I think that he could give a woman $1 million. And go, will you be my girlfriend? And they go, no, keep it. Hey, this is Shan. First of all, Shan Sharp, what a recognizable voice that guy has. And second of all, I mean, hey, Skip, everything you play from him makes me feel bad.
I'm trying to find the prank call that he made, which is one of the all-time great ones, because that's when he was on ABC.
Well, he's
a time where Dwight Howard was arguably one of the top three most famous players in the NBA. Like, well, if you look at right around 2012, 2011, like right around there, was he the MVP one year?
Probably.
Like right,
Dwight Howard?
He might have been. I mean,
I don't yeah, think so. He won the slam maybe dunk not, contest. He put
oh, which
the
was so
Superman.
Lame. He stole Superman from Shaq, who played during Dwight Howard's era.
We've discussed that a lot. That yes, Shaq was Superman, and so he said, "I'm going to find someone who's under the radar and steal their nickname."
Someone who's just like, "Yeah, no one would notice."
Yeah, who knows who Shaquille O'Neal is? He's only one of the most popular players of all time.
Here it is. Okay, here's Dwight Howard he was showing on ABC how funny he was, the pranks, because he'd do phone
this.
Pranks all the time.
I don't
and
like
he
this.
Did this one live here from his hotel
yes.
room.
Yes, my name is Tim Duncan, and I'm in room 3515, and I would like to order some food, please. For one. Let me get two pumpkin pies, a sloppy joe. Yes, I'm going to eat all this before the game. A grilled chicken wrap with extra spicy pepper jack cheese, 3 Coca-Colas, 2 Sprites, and some Häagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream. Thank you. All right. This is Tim Duncan. All right. Bye-bye.
He couldn't get through that without laughing. Like, yeah. It was so funny. He couldn't
and
get
so,
through
okay,
that.
Let's play this prank out. A door opens up. Tim Duncan goes, I don't order any food. And they go, okay. And that's the end of the prank. And then it's done.
But you don't get the deliciousness of
the Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Putting the service through. Because he called right after and said, I was just kidding. But
Or he wasn't on the phone with Eddie.
Oh,
yep,
Rich.
I'm going to eat all of it before the game.
Rich, yep. Please. Like they went. Oh, wait, they're like, wait, you're gonna eat all this before the game? All right. Well, listen. We will be back tomorrow, unless.
I'm a nice man.
I dropped myself off a cliff after hitting Dwight Howard. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Bertrand's in studio today.
Hell yeah, he is.
They'll do it for us. Enjoy all the asses. You only have so much time. Bye.
So get your fireworks out, baby boys and girls. Shoot them into the sky, because we just took another trip around the sun on our calendar year. Burn out, burn out, burn out, burn out. Mm-hmm. Locked in.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.